This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations as high-level face-to-face talks began. A state media report says that the vice foreign minister, Shai Feng, urged the U.S. to change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy, as it calls it. That's according to the official Xinhua news agency. Quoting Shai is telling the U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman that China-U.S. relationship is in a stalemate because some Americans portray China as an imagined enemy. America's number two diplomat is discussing the fraught relationship that has been had between the two countries in separate meetings with Shai and the foreign minister Wang Yi at a closed-off resort hotel. Tunisian President Kais Saied joined a crowd in the street in central Tunis early Monday and was celebrating his decision to oust government and freeze parliament. That's according to pictures released by his office. Saied arrived to meet jubilant supporters who had filled the streets in central Tunis early Monday that was celebrating his decision to oust the government and freeze parliament. He arrived to meet the supporters who had filled the central avenue, the very street where the biggest protest took place in 2011 during a revolution whose democratic legacy now hangs in the balance. Thousands of people, including many families, walked along the tree-lined avenue, raising national flags, dancing, and lighting red flares. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any other year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. The report was released Monday, and it says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of this year. That compares to the same period last year, according to the report. It comes as the Taliban swiftly captured territory in recent weeks, seizing strategic border crossings and threatening a number of provincial capitals. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the Delta variant. The nation's top infectious diseases expert tells CNN's State of the Union that we're going in the wrong direction, and he describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending that the vaccinated wear masks and under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests the booster shots may be necessary and suggested for people with suppressed immune systems, although they may have been vaccinated already. While most French healthcare workers are vaccinated against the virus, a small but vocal minority is holding out. With infections exploding, a law requiring them to get injected is exposing this divide and prompting mixed reactions across the medical profession. The French government has rushed the vaccine mandate through Parliament. The bill also sets up a health pass for French people to access restaurants, sports stadiums, and other public venues. Polls suggest that a strong majority of the French approve the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, but some workers are strongly opposed and turned out for protests in French cities over the weekend. Armed kidnappers in Nigeria have released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in the northern town of Damishi. The Reverend Israel Akanji said more than 80 other children are still being held by the captors. So far, 34 children kidnapped on July 5th have either been released or have escaped from the custody of the gunmen. It is unclear when the other children will be released. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's take a trip around Africa on disc. And later on today on the show, Johnny Wisdom Kuruma, the blind genius, the blind musician from Sierra Leone, is going to be my guest. He's going to be right here and he'll be playing some live music for us. But now, let's start off the ball rolling today. You Too Much, beautiful music by Stofresh from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Mova Mova by 234 Link. This is a group that comprises stars from Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola, but they are based in India. Can you imagine that? And they sent this song all the way from India to me right here. Mova Mova, you're going to enjoy it. The group is called the 234 Link. And right after that, Zongo Girl by Stone Boy featuring Yapono of Ghana. But let's take it to the top right now with You Too Much, the sound of Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Stofresh in the building.
Oh yes, I want you every day. Kiwai mi papai. You know me king, you know me godio. The way you let me papa, no one they sing, I know. Papa,
I bow to you.
Papa,
I go ace your name.
Papa,
your love for me, daddy, it's too much, oh.
Papa,
I bow to you.
Papa,
I go ace your name.
here is. You has for the beat, here is. You has for the show, here is. Vamo danza, vamo danza, vamo danza. Angola y Congo, vamo danza. Move it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Move it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Hey, yeah.
Another one this day.
We bad.
Been there, son.
Nobody bad.
Ah, boy. And I'm gonna be home. See it now. What a bam bam. Everybody want touch a bam bam. What a bam bam, be a man a fight over you for the bam. Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
Wa mama kumanye mano pepe amesha matani.
Zongo lady, Zongo yari.
Wakatu nechi stoko ine up sound energy.
Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
You be got a wivi me we are bawa we Hennessy.
Zongo lady, Zongo yari.
Wa uko promoti pa menye pono bio mika handkerchi.
Me tell her to see my down pretty lady. Come check me in a mekana when you ready. Right, I know I just you in a me medi. I want put a son in a de team like a baby. She see me elephant and I start bala wedi. Wedi, wedi, I already see me ready. Oh no, I don't mean him teddy. But me ready to be a liguni. Oh yeah, what a bam bam. Everybody want touch a bam bam. Oh yeah, what a bam bam. Be a man a fight over you for the bam. Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
Wa mama kumanye mano baby amesha matani.
Zongo lady.
Shawty, we are massive. Shawty, we are dying. Shoddy, we are active. Ex boy, no wine. Ne mami she game. Ne papa, I'm fine. Zongo life, I chill. We pay 2 hours by nine. That one, give me box, I show some, give me money. But give me penny a dollar, then she put it on me. I come to know me dada, she will bring that call me. The rim will put it to last, I think your mommy saw me. Saw me. Let you show, send me. Me tell, second it. Okay, stone boy, and you put no yachty to that was sunny. I feel ya from Samane. Uncle, I'm way ahead. Catch them and I say, we ain't good. I want to
know. Zongo girl,
Zongo girl. Mama, my mama, no baby, I'm a shamatani.
Zongo lady, Zongo yari.
My tattoo net is stone boy, and up sound energy.
Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
You think what I will read me, we are about what we Hennessy.
Zongo lady, Zongo yari.
I'm going to promote the family, but not the little handkerchief.
I want to make you know, say your same thing, no easy to find. No easy to find. Look me on your back, that could have make a man go blind. That make a man go blind. I never fire you. If I run the earth, I want higher you. Girl, come give me that body, yo. Oh, oh. What a bam bam. Everybody want touch a bam bam. Oh yeah. What a bam bam. Be a man and fight over you. Feel the bam. Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
Wa mama kuma nyema no baby, I'm a shamatani.
Zongo lady, Zongo yari.
Wa tatu neti stone boy, ne up sound energy.
Zongo girl, Zongo girl.
Zongo girl, nice music, hot one, and that's by Stone Boy featuring Yapono of Ghana and Mova Mova 234 Link. DRC and Angola coming together straight from the heart of India. And You Too Much by Stop Fresh of Sierra Leone. All lovely music coming to you today. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Remember that my guest today on the show is Johnny Wisdom Nkrumah from Sierra Leone, the blind musician. He is a writer, a composer, an engineer, you name it. He's just a superstar. So he will be right here. But I'll be right back with more music for you.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. That is one thing I like, just to put smile on your face and to make you happy. All right, African Beat. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. Okay, now let's get this one flowing. Jambole is our next track. Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. And right after that, Cerezo by the Black Bukang of Cameroon. And then Tunatesa by Bushi of Kenya. But Jambole right now with Eddie Kenzo of Uganda.
Oh my God. Hello, I am Nasser Ayoub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Mandy.
Entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to the African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Vandy. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beat. African Beat.
Don't know about you, I got it. That could you find out, try it. yule niko tinga sidewi nene weekend ya tulale
yo tuna yo tuna yo tuna tesa ma yo tuna tesa tunani yo tuna tesa bure yo tuna pondera yo tuna tesa ma yo tuna tesa tunani yo tuna tesa bure yo tuna pondera yo tuna tesa ma
So tuka piki ya masela Kwende tuka chane zo hela Dogo nishapanya papara Staki wakaleta masirara Mwanzo tuka piki ya masela Kwende tuka chane zo hela Dogo nishapanya papara Staki wakaleta masirara Tuka nila uke sichelewi Tuka nikotia silewi Kwende watokapo wapo goro Tena kule dampa kamoro Pare pare tuna beach party Ni weekendi watu hawalale Pare pare tuna beach party Ni weekendi watu hawalale
Yo tuna, yo tuna, yo tuna tesa ma Yo tuna tesa tunani Yo tuna tesa bule Yo tuna pondera Yo tuna tesa ma Yo tuna tesa tunani Yo tuna tesa bule Yo tuna pondera Yo tuna tesa ma
Kukate miyungi tuka kule kile pande Kusha budget kila siku mpaka hande Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona binwaji, tukona machera Tunde downtown, it's a super manguera Tukavuka boda, kajakwa si ishi Wakileta mamat na watu paka matishu Tunakwenda nyambo, tunafunga bao Wanakuja kwetu, watuna shida now Tukona mapinti, tukona masera Tukona binwaji, tukona machera Wanachonga, tunaponda ra Wana sipa, wana kufanja Tunapesa, wana tesa Atulani, tunatesa
Yo tuna, yo tuna Yo tuna tesa ma Yo tuna tesa tunani Yo tuna tesa bure Yo tuna pondera Yo tuna tesa ma Yo tuna tesa tunani Yo tuna tesa bure Yo tuna pondera Yo tuna tesa ma
Tuna Tesa by Bushi from Kenya and before that Cerezo, Black Bukang of Cameroon and Jambole by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America and I'm David Vandy. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest Johnny Wisdom from Sierra Leone and he will be playing some live music right here in the studio from his latest album. I'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African, African beat.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Connecting with the next.
Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday for a soothing musical jam. I guarantee it. Again, everybody, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. Earlier on the show, I told you that I have a guest, and this guest is Johnny Wisdom, Johnny Wisdom Kuruma. And today he's here with his team, Lively Stones. Let me just take this time to welcome you to the studios, Johnny Wisdom Kuruma.
Thank you very much.
All right, and your team, of course, on the team, we have your backup singers, Khadijah Kamara.
Thank you for having us,
Dennis.
Thank you.
All right, well. Today, I'll be bringing to you songs by this great man, Johnny Wisdom Kuruma. But first of all, let me just give you a little background of Johnny. Johnny Wisdom Kuruma is a very powerful musician from Sierra Leone. He is blind, but I tell you, I call him the master of the keyboard. He's the master of the keyboard, and he's a music engineer, he's a composer, he's a writer, and so that is why he's going to be my guest here today. But Johnny,
yes.
Let's start off with your musical background.
tell us a little bit about your musical background, and maybe I left something out about who really Johnny Wisdom Koroma is.
Yes, I started music at a very early age, when I was 6-7 years old in Sunday school. And when I lost my sight at the age of 8, I attended the Milton Magai School for the Blind, and I took music to another level where I learned how to play various musical instruments. That was way back in 1982. And in 1984, I was part of the team that traveled from West Africa to tour the Ontario province of Canada, New York, and French Quebec in Canada.
Wow, that's quite a journey.
Yes.
And now you are here in the United States.
Oh, yes.
And you are doing the same thing.
Same thing, music all the way.
All right. Now, let's talk about today's songs that you're going to perform. I see that your first song is called The Prodigal Song.
Oh, yes.
Done by an African. It's got an African flavor. But let's hear from you who actually put this song together.
Well, all the songs I'm going to do tonight are composed by me. The Prodigal Song is just talking about how times we do go astray from our parents and we need to come back because they are our parents. They brought us on that. That is all about the song.
That's all about it.
Yes.
All right. Well, if you are out there and you're listening to the African beat, this song is talking to the younger folks. You know, sometimes we run away, we drift away, you know, and think of coming back. Well, if you are out there and you've been drifting and you're thinking of coming back, listen to this. It will be very good for you. So now let's get the song by Johnny Wisdom and the Lively Stones, The Prodigal Song.
They tried to call of me. I said to my father in his face, give me what belongs to me. Wanna step out in the world. With tears in his eyes, he gave me all I asked for. So I walked out the door, leaving my father with a broken heart. Women and friends, drugs and a bottle became my steering and rod. All eyes on me, I felt like I'm on top of the world. Yeah.
I lost it all. All friends were gone.
The only means of survival was to eat from a piggy pen.
Yeah. I walked back home, a prodigal son.
Daddy ran out to meet me with kisses of love, we wept together.
Father, forgive me.
Yes, I got it all wrong.
I caused you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father.
Father, forgive me.
Yes, I got it all wrong.
I caused you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father. Life. The crash was so devastating that I nearly lost my life. Partying hard with the ladies, every day me go dash them cash. The coke and crack, smoking the cali weed, I and I living extra life. I wasted my life going down the drains, feeding on a piggy pen. My life was on a cliff in edge, on a dusty road, I walked back home. The dulcimer, the cornet and the chauffeur, the lute and harp was the sound vibration. Oh, what a happy celebration with Jesus of love. We wept together.
Father, forgive me.
Yes, I got it all wrong.
I caused you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father. Hey.
Father, forgive me.
Yes, I got it all wrong.
I caused you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father. Hey.
Father, forgive me.
Yes, I got it all wrong, Daddy.
I caused you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father. yes, I got it all right.
I cause you so much pain.
What a loving heart of a father.
Father, forgive me.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
I know you are listening out there, and that will be just a lesson to you. You know, like I said, as when we're young, sometimes we just try to drift away. Maybe we just follow friends and forgetting where we're coming from. You know, maybe leaving our parents. We think all is gold that is out there. It is only when you get out there, you know that all is not gold. That's a beautiful song there, Johnny Wisdom. You know, but just tell me a little bit what was going through your mind when you were putting a song like this together.
Wow. The background is written in the book of scriptures. And I just related it to what is going on, as you said, among the young folks today. Being in the midst of peer pressure, there are times to just drift away. And I want to send a signal to them that there is that love that flows from the Father. If you only could come back home. Wow. And say, Daddy, here I come. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
He's willing to forgive you.
That's a good one. But now, Johnny, I want to take you back a little bit. You know, long time ago in Sierra Leone, you were a member of a band called the Blind Musical Flames.
Yes.
Wherein every member of the band were blind.
Yeah.
How did you put a group like that together?
Well, we all attended the Milton Magai School for the Blind, where we learned how to play various musical instruments, thanks to the principal of that school who encouraged music so much in the school by the name of Mr. Sam Campbell. And after we finished school, we decided to take music full-time. And so we came together and formed the band called Blind Musical Flames, and I gave the name to the group, and I was chosen to be the leader of the group throughout its lifetime.
And during the war, most of you fled the war to Conakry, Guinea.
Yes.
What
yes.
was life like in Guinea during that time? Were you still playing the music?
Yes. Well, we were appreciated by all Guineans and also the foreign community. And we were playing in hotels, in nightclubs, and in parties and any function that you need music, a band was available.
The Blind Musical Flames were there.
Was available.
All right, let's come back to our album of the day. Our next song that I want to talk about is Jericho Road. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, Jericho Road, if you read through the Bible, there is a story of a man who fell among thieves and someone came to his aid. And if I could relate it to the world, there are certain issues that may befall someone in life. And someone needs to step in and come to the aid of that individual, because there is always a way out when someone decides to help somebody.
So if I may look at some of the songs that you sing, you actually pick some themes from the scriptures, and then you put it to the present day situation.
Yes,
that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. Sir.
All right. Well, let's hear the song Jericho Road right now by Johnny Wisdom and the Lively Stone.
Restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on a Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. Oh, he pouring the oil and the wine.
Wine, wine.
The kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on a Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine.
I was traveling from Jerusalem, going down to Jericho, when I was met by a gang of thieves.
Gang of thieves.
Held me and beat me up, left me half dead. So weak, I was lying by the way.
By the way.
A priest came and passed by. A Levite came and passed by, but a Samaritan came passing by.
Passing by.
Who held me in his hands, and he took me away, and he showed me such kind of love.
Oh, we pour in the oil and the wine, that kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on a Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine.
pouring the oil and the wine, the kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine.
Traveling from Jerusalem, going down to Jericho, when I was met by a gang of thieves.
Gang of thieves
held me and beat me up, left me half dead. So weak I was lying by the way.
By the way,
a priest came and passed by, a Levite came and passed by, but a Samaritan came passing by.
Passing by.
He set me high, and he took me away, and he showed me he really cares. Oh,
he pouring the oil and the wine, the kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. Pouring the oil and the wine,
wine, wine,
the kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on a Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine. Oh, he pouring the oil and the wine,
wine, wine,
the kind that restored my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he pouring the oil and the wine.
Da-ba-da-ba-dum-bum-bum.
Wow, man. I can't, it's like I was listening to the Don Williams, the Kenny Rogers, and you sing country music now?
Yeah, I sing country music. I'm a lover, fan of country music.
Man, that is touching. That is touching. Why did you decide to move from the kind of African beat, you know, and go the country way?
Well, my mentors, Kenny Rogers, Alan Jackson, and Don Williams. I love those fellows so much, and they caused me to love country music so much, and I decided to just go into it. And also Jim Reeves, the gospel musician.
Wow, man. I know you've been through a very, very long journey in life, musical journey, you know, personal experiences. You want to share some of the difficult times you've gone through in your career to us?
Well, I should say the first tragedy that happened to me at a very early age, at the age of 8, was when I lost my sight.
So you're telling us that... or you want our audience to know that you were actually not born blind?
I wasn't born blind, yes.
Okay.
I lost my sight at the age of 8, and this happened way back, years, many years ago. And so I went to bed on a Saturday night and only to wake up Sunday morning being blind.
Wow.
This brought a lot of devastation in the family. Everybody was confused because there were no signs to show that I was going to be blind the next day. I went to school Monday till Friday. Saturday, I went to bed only to wake up Sunday morning being blind. And so I felt at that very early age, I was the only young person blind, because in our township, all those who you would see blind were adults. Until when I went to the Milton Margaret School for the Blind in Freetown, the capital city of Sierra Leone, then I met other people of my age who were also blind. So I should say that brought joy into my life again, because that made me forget the pain that I've entered into. And since then, after I finished my school, my field of education, of course, with the other guys who are also blind, we formed the band Musical Flames. And I think life has been wonderful, though there are many challenges, but God has been my strength through it all.
And so how are you getting on with, you know, being an engineer, composer, and a writer of songs? You know, how are you combining all of that, putting all of that together?
Yeah, well, in life, you just have to strive on and try by all means to fight over or ride over whatever comes your way. Never allow your disabilities to impede your progress in life. And so I think that was the drive behind my success. Though things have not still been easy, because as a musician, I need someone to step in and see how best my music could be promoted out there. And so I'm still in the struggle, but music is all about me. I sleep, I wake, all I think and dream is music.
Hmm. Okay, well, let's listen to this, your song, you just telling us about your life, and let's listen to the song My Life's Journey. And I think that's just what you've just told us in a nutshell. So let's hear the song itself, My Life Journey, now by Johnny Wisdom and the Lively Stones.
I lost my sight at the age of 8, the worst thing that has ever happened to me. Many years ago, I went to bed on a Saturday night and then woke up on a Sunday morning. Couldn't see again. My sight was gone. Papa cried, Mama cried, brothers cried, sisters cried. But now I'm happy that I have Jesus, the one who leads me in my life's journey, in my life's journey. I lost my sight at the age of 8, worst thing that has ever happened to me. Many years ago, I went to bed on a Saturday night and woke up Sunday morning. Couldn't see again. My sight was gone. Papa cried, Mama cried, brothers cried, sisters cried. Now I'm happy that I have Jesus, the one who leads me in my life's journey. I would have loved to see the birds fly. I would have loved to see the blue sky. Yes, I would have loved to see the deep blue sea. I would have loved to see the mountains. I would have loved to see the fountains. Yes, I would have loved to see the smile of a little child. All I know, all will be over when I get to heaven someday. There I'll see the beautiful face of Jesus, the one who leads me in my life's journey. If sin again will make me turn away from you, I'd rather be blind here on earth. But if sin again would make me do more for you, Lord, Father, let your will be done. All I know, someday there I'll see the beautiful face of Jesus, the one who leads me in my life's journey. I sight at the age of 8. The worst thing that has ever happened to me.
Many years ago,
I went to bed on a Saturday night. I woke up Sunday morning, couldn't see again.
My sight was gone. Papa cried, Mama cried, brothers cried, sisters cried.
Now I'm happy that I have Jesus,
the one who leads me in my life's journey.
All I know, all I know, all will be over when I get to heaven someday. There I'll see the beautiful face. In my life's journey, my life's journey.
Wow, that is such a story. Touching. I want to commend you for being so strong.
Yes.
You know, some people would have let go and, you know, not believing that life could change.
Yes, yes.
But you have proven that your disability is not going to create any inability in your life.
Never.
And Johnny, you know, Americans have got Stevie Wonder, and we have got you. Africa has got you, and that is quite a team. But let me ask you this: if through this your musical journey, your life's journey, if you were to meet somebody that you love, somebody that you want to meet in this life through your musical journey, who would you say you would want to meet?
I would like to meet Stevie Wonder himself. I want to really meet with him.
Yeah.
I love his songs. I love everything about him. Then if I have the opportunity, I would like to perform for the
band.
I love that chap.
Ah, if only wishes were horses. But sometimes these wishes do come true.
You
know, sometimes they do come true. All right. Well, it's been a wonderful pleasure having you here. I know you have a lot of fans across the continent of Africa right now here in the United States that will be watching you or listening to you as you go ahead with your songs. I want you to just send them a message, you know, talk to them, tell them whatever you want to tell them right now, your fans and people who love you, even those who don't love you, just talk to them.
Yes, I want to say I love you all, and if you want to see Johnny Wisdom, just contact me on my email. You can visit my website, www.pilgrimworldministries.org. I am the general overseer of Pilgrim World Ministries, and you can read a lot about me at www.pilgrimworldministries.org. And if you need me to come at your place and perform, I love to be an encouragement to so many who feel life is done. I want to be a source of strength to you by my music, and what I would like to say to you, that you can strive over your problems in life. You've got one life to live, and you've got to make the best use of it now that you're alive. So strive on and try to ride over everything that tries to bring you down or pull you down. You've got to live on, and I love you all.
Wow. Thank you very much, Johnny Wisdom Koroma. That is my guest today on the African Beat. And it's been wonderful having all you here. And, of course, your backup singers, Khadija and Dennis, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming. And for all my engineers, Gary, Nick, and Raj, all of you guys out there, I want to thank you very much for putting such a wonderful show together today. And now we will leave you with a sound by Johnny Wisdom Koroma called The River of Blood. Right, Johnny?
Yes, sir.
The River of Blood. Remember that this is the African Beat, and the power of the beat is always in the African Beat. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with The River of Blood.
The river of blood
come to the river, the river of blood. It flows for everyone, flows from Emmanuel's veins. It never runs dry. Oh, don't you pass by. Jump into the river and you will be cleansed again.
The river of blood is flowing by,
flows from the veins of Jesus.
The river of blood,
oh, the blood
is flowing by.
Never runs dry.
The river of blood,
oh, the blood
is flowing by,
flows from the veins of Jesus.
The river of blood,
oh, the blood
is flowing by.
It flows for everyone. Sometimes you feel so empty inside, and you feel all hope is lost. I wanna show you someone who can give you hope. His name is Jesus. He gave his life for you. Shed his blood for you. Blood never runs dry. Come on to him. He will give you peace, give you joy.